Live from Houston, Texas, this is Big Ideas Small Business with your host, Laura Camrath and Brian Gendron. And now, the music of Max Flynn.
I'm starting to feel a little crazy again. I think it's time I start to pack my things.
Hi there, Brian.
Hey, Laura Camrath. How are you today?
Good. How's it going?
Oh, things are pretty good. Pretty good. Just picking up after the Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah. Did you have a good weekend?
I did. We went to just outside of Houston, Lake Livingston, about an hour and a half out of town. Did some lake stuff, kayaking, kind of fun outdoorsy stuff you don't get to do in the city of Houston.
Yeah. Right?
How about you?
Yeah, we actually went camping and took my little inflatable canoe.
Oh, very good.
Paddling around the lake. And yesterday, a neighbor friend had a nice little pool party, so
good.
Had some fun in the sun this weekend.
Perfect. Well, hopefully everybody else had a relaxing Memorial Day weekend. Of course, remembered all the people that fought for our country and paid our respects for them as well. So, but certainly enjoyed our extra day in their remembrance. What are we going to talk about today?
I think we're going to talk about goals, setting goals.
Yeah, goal setting. Very important.
So
let me ask you this. When you started your business, when you started Zebra Marketing Solutions, did you have overarching goals that you were looking to achieve?
I mean, obviously, I guess my biggest goal was just to make a bunch of money, but
yeah, sure.
I mean, in terms of exactly what my business was going to look like, I didn't really know because I was still learning a lot of things.
Right.
So I guess there was a little bit of trade-off between, you know, setting goals. And I think I found a lot of my goals tended to be a little more short-term, like, mm-hmm. you know, complete, you know, this training or, you know, make these changes to my website or, you know, actually build a website, you know, whatever it was. I think it was more in the early days kind of more of a week to week kind of
one day at a time, right?
Yeah. You know?
Yeah. I put you on the spot there, but when I started, and I think you're right, you know, you've got these ambitions, you know, the couple of things you want to do is the freedom, you know, you want to be able to be your own boss, you know, create your own hours, everything that's good that comes with entrepreneurship, mm-hmm. and then you know, you make a living doing it. But I think as you get a little bit more comfortable and understand what your company is and some of the more of the direction you're going to head in, then you can really drill in and start setting more realistic, obtainable goals mm-hmm. and then track those goals. So
yeah.
Can you think back, I guess, then to what your first or one of your first goals was for Zebra? Let's say long-term goals.
Long-term goals. I mean, I started out with certifications, so one of my first goals was to get certified in Infusionsoft.
That's right.
And, you know, that was a course that I had to take and over, you know, a couple weeks and be trained in the software and trained in their marketing theory and all of that. So
that's perfect. Yeah, I mean, that one of the things that I think you really need to do is make sure that you have the things in place that makes you credible. So whatever that might be for Laura, it was Infusionsoft. For myself, it may be getting accreditations with some of the manufacturers in IT, like HP and Cisco, mm-hmm. getting certifications from them, things that make your company appear credible. So that's a really good thing to do as one of your first goals. What are the things that I can obtain? I can, you know, maybe it's the alphabet soup behind your name.
Yeah.
Like I've considered, you know, project management professional, PMP, I think would be a nice one for me. But whatever that may be. So that's good.
Mm-hmm.
And then setting timelines for when you're going to achieve that. Right.
Yeah.
I think one of the things that happens as a business owner is it's so easy as you get into the day to day, you start chasing deals, mm-hmm. you start having, you have new bills and things that are coming at you from all angles. It's easy to get distracted.
Yeah.
So you have to find a place where those goals can live mm-hmm. and where you can access them often. Some people mm-hmm. would say, like I know Grant Cardone, if you're familiar with him, 10X guy, he talks about writing down your goals every single night before you go to bed.
Yeah.
I don't do that. But that's a strategy, right,
yeah.
to keep them out in front of you.
Yeah, I actually, well, I did a mindset coaching program, and one of the things they taught was to write down basically your they call them creation statements each morning. And those are basically like, okay, what do I want to create today? So, and that can be anything from, you know, I have a completed website to, I have 10 new clients. So it could be like something short term, shorter term, or something longer term. And it's a practice that, you know, I got into, and I found it just helps me organize my kind of goals of, you know, what is it I really want to achieve. And then, you know, when you kind of align your mindset to those, it becomes easier to, achieve them, because you kind of cut through the clutter of everything else that's going on in your life, and you're like, actually sit down and think, okay, what is it that I really want to create today and into the future? So there's that. I've also heard, you know, a good practice, which I haven't actually, well, I guess I've picked up on it a little bit, but I don't probably do it religiously, is at the end of the day, you know, kind of regrouping, like, okay, what have I actually achieved today? And what do I need to focus on tomorrow?
Right.
So I know we've mentioned the 4-hour work week before with Tim Ferriss, but he actually talks about, like, you know, basically writing down the things that you want to achieve, the goals, and then picking two of them and, you know, making it your business to basically complete those two things that, you know, next day. So, you know, and he has a point, you know, because if you've got 10 goals and you're sitting there trying to achieve all 10 goals in one day, you're probably, you know, you're not going to be focused on any one of them.
Yeah. You've really got to be strategic about how you set your goals. People talk about SMART goals, right? Have you heard that before? So it's got to be a specific goal. It's got to be measurable. It's got to be achievable. It's got to be relevant. And then it's got to be time limited, right? So that's a good framework to be setting your goals. And you were talking about daily goals,
yeah,
weekly goals,
yeah,
monthly, quarterly, annual. And then a lot of people ask me, what's your exit strategy, which inevitably is a goal, right? You know, are you looking to sell? Are you looking to grow? Are you looking to acquire? Whatever that might be. So you can, you can boil it down, and you can even boil it down to the hour. I remember, God, I will never do this again, but I was in a call center at one point selling IT solutions, and they would walk around every hour and talk about where you were for your daily call goal. So you had to have 60 dials, 2 hours of talk time, and they would let you know every hour. So that was an obnoxious micromanagement way of tracking goals. One thing I've done, you know, regarding SMART goals, I don't remember if I've talked about this before, but when I had a sales team, and I actually do this myself now, I have an Excel spreadsheet, and I'll share it with you and anybody else who wants it. And what it does is it breaks up goals into really 6 different boxes. There's goals for this year, and then goals for the next 2 to 3 years. Okay, so then there's financial goals, personal goals, and then sort of your business goals. And one of the things I've done is taking the financial goals, and I've made the sales team, you know, write out all the things they want to do. And there's always these things. I want to travel. I want to buy a house. I want to give back more. And we come up with an actual dollar value for that stuff, as well as tell me what your expenses are. How much is your mortgage? How much is your car note?
Yeah.
How much do you spend going out to eat? Try to come up with the best number you can. And what the output of that exercise becomes, you know, this is what you say you need to live. These are all the things that you need to do. This is what you need to make, you know, on a monthly, you know, these are how many deals you need to close. And then we could back out from there, how many calls and meetings you need to have to do that. And it's a healthy exercise because it actually aligns your goals, the things that you want to accomplish, with the amount of money that you're going to need to do those things. And so that's healthy. Now, the one thing I learned was that I wasn't going back and referring to it throughout the year.
Yeah.
And so that's something I've now implemented at least once a month. Let's go back and look at that. How are we tracking on that? Mm-hmm. Do I need to make any adjustments?
Yeah.
So and I try to use that SMART framework to make sure I'm setting, you know, realistic goals and things that it can be obtained.
Yeah.
And sometimes what you think is realistic, maybe you find out in 3 months, you know, that just honestly wasn't possible.
Yeah.
Or maybe you set your goals too low and you need to do stretch goals mm-hmm. and really stretch yourself. But yeah. I find that as long as I have at some point had set a goal, a lot of times it's always in the back of your mind. And the more you revisit it, the more it stays in the conscious or subconscious mm-hmm. and helps you get after it.
Yeah. And I think that's a good point, too, that, you know, if you don't set goals, then how do you know if you've achieved them?
Right.
You know, so if you're not setting goals, then it's going to be hard to sort of benchmark your progress and whether, you know, how far you've come and whether or not you're getting closer or not to what you're trying to achieve.
Yeah. And you know, the other piece is, as an entrepreneur, now a business owner, now I'm setting sales goals, mm-hmm. which I'm managing as almost like a manager. So I'm playing the role of salesperson, as well as the person that's managing myself to hit those goals. And then that manager is looking at the business goals.
Yeah.
So they're almost different in some ways. I mean, obviously they're very, very much connected, but where do I want to see myself be in 5 to 10 years? And where do I want this business to be in 5 to 10 years?
Yeah.
So I can give you some examples. You know, one of my goals was, you know, Houston Business Journal 40 under 40. I was lucky enough to get that the first time I tried this year. And that was a personal goal. And that was, you know, something that I could roll into something that could help my company and get exposure for KnoxServe. But then I'm like, all right, what about KnoxServe? What would be the next step for my company? And I'm thinking about things like the Houston Business Journal Fast 100. So, mm-hmm. you know, based on revenue growth, Inc. 5000. Mm-hmm. So you can see those are very different, but both sort of help the entrepreneur yeah. along the journey of mm-hmm. success. Right.
Yeah.
So, awesome. Do you have sales goals that you set for yourself?
I mean, I do make cold calls, so I have, you know, goals of how many calls I want to make per week. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so that's obviously pretty easy to tell if I did it or not.
Right. Right.
And, you know, revenue goals as well. But.
Yeah. I set them, and I do, I'll be the first to admit, I do a really bad job of tracking them.
Yeah.
You know, I use HubSpot as my CRM. Mm-hmm. And I'm just not a good keeper of CRM data.
Oh.
And I'll get, you know, a couple times a month I will get in there. I'll make sure all my deals are up to date. Mm-hmm. If they've closed, I want to have good data.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm really not in there daily, and I probably need to be, right?
Yeah.
And so, and it all goes back to, I set those goals, am I working towards those goals? And that allows you to track it at a more granular level.
Yeah.
So shame on me for not doing that.
Yeah, I'd say I'm pretty good about tracking my calls. I have a sales pipeline set up in Infusionsoft, and I use a dashboard to keep track of tasks and, you know, when should I follow back up and prompt myself to do that and take notes on, you know, as I'm having discussions or, you know, interactions with people to keep track. And that way, if someone says, oh, could you give me a call in 3 months? When I go back in 3 months, I don't think, oh, what were we talking about now?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I get the value of it for sure. It's just putting the time in to actually go in and do it. I am guilty. But, yeah, you brought it up a few times. You've got activity goals.
Mm-hmm.
Activity, if you're hitting your activity goals and they're set up properly and they're measurable and attainable, then you should, and you're doing the right things, and that should help allow you to hit sort of your sales goals, right? That transitions into, you know, is there enough in the pipeline? And you can have a pipeline goal to, mm-hmm. I as a rule of thumb, and this is different for everybody, but I like to say I want to have 3 times the amount of business in the pipeline that I said I needed for whatever goal it may be. So if mm-hmm. it's for the quarter or for the year, mm-hmm. I always want to have 3x the pipeline. And if yeah. that's out of alignment, I got to go back and check my activity.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm doing all the activity correctly, or if I'm actually hitting my meeting numbers, I measure it in terms of how many meetings am I having.
Mm-hmm.
Am I meeting with the right people? Is there something I can change there? So you can kind of, if you have goals at each level, granular goals, you can go back and really identify mm-hmm. where some of the areas you can work on
mm-hmm.
to get yeah. to your overall overarching goals.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
What are some other goals that you've set? Let me ask you this. Do you have personal goals that you bring into your business as far as, you know, things that you want to, when you want to retire, or maybe that might be too long term, but things in the more near term that you have for goals?
I mean, I have like fitness goals. I'm like,
yeah, no, I think it all connects. I do.
You know, that, yeah. You know, I want to work out like X number of times a week and
right.
eat healthy and blah, blah, blah.
Right. Yeah, and I think that all connects. A very well-disciplined person can track all those goals. And there's even apps, and that might be a good tech for granted. I had one. It didn't really work for me, but there's a few different apps you can use that can keep track of all of these things for you.
I have my step goal on my Fitbit.
Yes. There's some tech for granted. Yeah, yeah. And fitness goals are important, too. I think, you know, it's important to maintain good health for you to hit all the other goals we talked about.
Yeah.
And run a business and do all the things, because it's very stressful, and certainly, you know, being in good physical health helps you deal with stress, I think. Yeah. So I was just asking, I mean, my goal, longer term goal, I want to be in a, I don't know where yet, but a boat community. And I want to be no more than 55, and I want a sailboat named the Humble Servant. That's it.
Sounds like a very specific goal.
Very specific name, you know, but, you know, I want to be in a place where I can easily get to a sailboat and get out in the water. So that's what I'm, one of the things I'm working on.
Awesome.
Yeah. And then, you know, for now, you know, one of the things I want to do with KnockServe is in the next 5 years, either have a manager that runs it so I can kind of step out a little bit or have it for sale. And those are the direction I want to take KnockServe.
Yeah, I guess one of my goals probably is to ultimately hire a project manager.
Right.
Because, yeah, then I could probably step back a little bit more than I am right now.
Right. So. Yeah, so we talked about sales goals and activity goals. There's certainly operational goals, too, or human resource goals. I mean, just how many, you know, having worn every single hat in the company as a sole proprietor, you dream about, and you should set goals around, when can I finally get this out of my world?
Yeah.
and so that's a good point. You know, who, what are the goals as far as how I'm going to scale this business from a human resources perspective, or maybe it's from a physical resources perspective. Mm-hmm. You know, we work in the services industry, but you know, if you're in say manufacturing and your goal is to be able to afford another machine to increase your output, you know, what are the operational goals for the company as well? You know, and another thing for me from an operations standpoint, when you think about cash flows, it's important that I have lines of credit and I can increase the lines of credit. And so that's another goal, to have more leverage as far as and more, I guess, operating runway by having more lines of credit. So we'll, I guess my point is, we do large transactions sometimes with some of our clients, and as a startup, you don't really have access to good credit. You just don't. It's an extension of your own credit, which, I mean, I had good credit coming in. It's taken a little bit of a hit in the last year and a half. This is improving now, but either way, it's credit lines are the name of the game in the business that I'm in. So that's another goal operationally, is to maximize the available credit I can have access to. So there's a lot of different goals you can set, whether we covered personally, whether it's at the gym, Brian sailing off on a sailboat, you know, longer term. Talked about sales goals, operations goals, marketing goals. Do you have any insight on how to set marketing goals as far as what, I guess, you know, the types of things that you'd want to measure as a company over
time?
Yeah,
I mean, I think definitely, you know, there's definitely things you can measure, a lot of things you can measure, like, you know, the size of your email list, the size of your Facebook, Twitter, Instagram audiences. You can measure, you can, you know, install Google Analytics on your website and measure your traffic to your website. You know, definitely, there's, you can even install heat mapping on your website to be able to tell, you know, what's the behavior of my visitors when they get there. So you can set goals around actually optimizing your system, you know, tracking your email open rates and, maybe this email subject didn't go over that well with people, so let's keep track of that and we won't use it again, or maybe we'll try something different next time. So you know, I think that you can have goals in terms of, you know, just optimizing things like, okay, I want my, you know, ad budget to be X and I want to reach X number of people with it. I want my click-through rate to be X. You know, to do that, you might need to kind of run your program for a little while to see.
Yeah, A and B type stuff. Yeah. Yeah, certainly at that level, the CTR, click-through rate, is something you can monitor.
Mm-hmm.
What, like 1-2, somewhere in there, percent is pretty good. Well, I guess it depends on what platform you're on. But,
yeah.
you know, there are those things. And the beauty about what digital marketing and everything that Laura does is that it's so number-driven. You can get so much data. And it's just trying to pick the ones that you want to set goals around, because there's just, you can't take it all in.
Yeah.
I think, and Laura can probably help you set some of that stuff up.
Yeah.
And
actually, speaking of, you know, measuring marketing, I'm actually speaking next Thursday. I'm doing an event called Business Heroes, and we're going to talk about data and how to look at the data in your marketing program and what to look for.
Well, that sounds good. And I would ask, I'm not sure, send me the invite to that, but if you can have it based around goal, if you can talk about goals and goal setting around that, I would like that. Because these are things that I'm thinking about today. So, yeah, I mean, you said a few things, you know, number of email lists, number of people in your email list, number of Instagram followers. These are kind of, these are things I think about. I think about how many eyeballs I can get to my content.
Yeah.
So I'm looking for 2,000 eyeballs or 1,000 followers on Instagram, getting close. I'm kind of gradually watching my MailChimp subscribers go up. It'd be cool to have more metrics around that, I guess, to have, and then measure that over time. So there's a lot of granularity you can put into your goals and then be able to continue to zoom out. As I said, we can look at daily, which we talked about. Weekly is a good way to, you know, kind of start on Monday and then recap on Friday.
Yeah.
Of course, monthly, quarterly.
Yeah. I would say one important thing to do that I don't think everybody tends to do is to benchmark all of your numbers, you know, just keep track of them, you know, write them down somewhere, keep them you know, and recorded in a file somewhere so that, you know, okay, on May 29th, I have 400 Facebook followers, you know, whatever it is. I have 500 people in my email list. And then, you know, that way when you go back a month, 2 months, 6 months later, you can look back and say, okay, where was I on May 29th?
Right. Yeah. No, that's a really, really good point. And so these are all kind of in siloed systems, right? You can pull that data from Facebook. You can pull the data from all these different platforms. To pull it all in and really infer some information about that data, understand how they connect. You know, you can use something like a big data platform like Splunk, something complicated like that.
Yeah.
There's probably some, and it's really not even that complicated. And then start asking it questions. But, you know, it just made me think of something. My wife went through they changed platforms in her practice. She's a chiropractor.
Mm-hmm.
And they just forfeited 5 years of data when they switched systems. And I was just like,
oh, no.
Because they'll look at it, you know, you look at historical data, you'll be like, oh, we had a great month this month compared to last month. Like,
yeah.
You can't compare it to last month. You have to compare it to April of 2017 and then April 2017 to April 2016 to try to see, really understand those trends. And that data is just gone.
No.
Yeah. So certainly find ways to keep all of your historical data to find trends, and then if you can identify what trends in your industry. I know Laura goes to a lot of events, and I do too, with other folks in our industry, especially if they're from other parts of the country, and just compare how you track your goals and what your goals are, and usually it's if they're in a different territory, you can share information freely.
Mm-hmm.
Benchmark it against other people too.
Yeah.
And so, well, that's good. So, do we have any goals for our podcast?
I don't know. We haven't really set goals for our podcast.
I think we need it off air to come up with some goals. There's a few that I'd love to see. You know, I'd love for us to get to 1,000 listeners an episode, because guess what? You can monetize at that point.
Yeah.
Right? So that would be kind of neat. And maybe just a bit more frequency, but this is 2 weeks in a row, so that's pretty good.
Yeah.
We're probably getting up to
quite yet, but a year.
Yeah. So she probably I guess our goal is to do it every week, but we don't always get there.
Yeah, it's okay if we don't. I think it's certainly to have fun. It's certainly to learn a little bit. I was hoping that it would help me read more, and so maybe that's a goal. Like, you know, get back to the, we didn't do a thought leadership today,
yeah.
or a tech for granted, really. But but it's okay. You don't have to do that every time. we'll take that offline. Come back with our goals for the podcast, and hopefully, y'all are coming up with goals of your own. If you have any questions or thoughts, please hit up either of us or hit us up on the Big Ideas Small Business page.
Yeah, or comment here on our Facebook Live.
That's right. Anything else?
No, I think that's all for today.
As always, it's been fun, and thank you all for joining.
Yes.
And get out there and close some business.
Thanks, guys. Central Texas
rains, the strongest drink I've found. Thank you for listening to Big Ideas Small Business. Follow us at BISB Media and visit our website at www.bisbmedia.com.